Green Willow Books, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers, and Harper Audio present Cinders and Sparrows by Stefan Bockman, performed by Justine Eyre. Chapter 1. It was the first day of autumn when I came to Blackbird Castle, the trees copper and green, pumpkins growing along the ditch by the side of the road. A moon like a lidded silver eye, already visible in the evening sky. In short, an excellent day for a witch to return to her ancestral home. But of course, I knew nothing of witches then. My mind was on simpler things. The spring that had wormed its way through the velvet of the coach bench and was poking me in the back. The fact that I was cold and stiff. And also the fact that we had just stopped with a jolt in the middle of the road. The coachman thrust his red-cheeked face through the window.
"That's that, miss," he growled. "That's all the farther I'll take you."
I blinked at him. Then I clambered out of the coach, dragging my carpet bag with me. We were on a desolate mountainside, forest to my left, a precipice to my right, a river rumbling somewhere far below. "Blackbird Castle," I asked. "Where is it?"
"Not far,"
the coachman said, pointing up the mountain.
"If you can fly."
My gaze followed his wizened finger, my heart sinking. There was a path, stitched with bridges, wending to and fro among the cliffs and forested slopes. And far, far back, its towers barely poking over the crowns of the great old trees, were the spires of a house. A few glowing lights pierced the gloom like watchful eyes. "I don't suppose there's any way to get the carriage up there," I asked as politely as I could. "I paid for the full journey."
"You didn't pay me near enough to take you right up to the Blackbird's front door,"
the coachman said, and spat onto the road. His great inky horses were pawing and snorting, their breath steaming in the chilly air.
"Not for all the gold in Westphal. What's a girl like you doing going up there, anyway?"
His gaze darkened.
"You're not one of them, are you?"
"No," I said. But what I meant was, I hope to be, very soon. The coachman peered at me more closely, his eyes glinting like a pair of coins under the wide brim of his hat.
"I trust you know the rumours about their old witch queen, how she ate the hearts of her enemies for dinner, boiled on a bed of greens, how they've all got pairs of silver scissors hanging from their belts, and no one knows what for. And listen to this. Betsy Guilford once told me she crept up to a window and saw them dancing around a circle of chalk on the drawing-room floor, and all the spiders in the room were dancing with them."
I squinted suspiciously at the coachman. "That sounds highly unlikely." He snorted, but he looked confused. I suppose he had expected me to be frightened.
"All I'm telling you," he said, "is you'd better watch yourself. Odd things happen in these hills. Betsy Guilford's cow once wandered up that very path and was next found atop Potts Peak, its hide written all over with gibberish."
"I think perhaps you shouldn't believe everything Betsy Guilford tells you," I said, pulling down my hat. "But thank you for the warning. I'm sure I'll be all right." I smiled at him. "They're expecting me." The coachman guffawed.
"No doubt they are."
He gave me one last sharp look, which I did not like at all. Then, with a flick of his reins, he turned the coach on a precarious corner and thundered.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?